Local coverage of Arizona sustainability news on KJZZ is supported by Intel Corporation. Intel is committed to sustainable water management in Arizona and around the world. Learn more at intel.com/Arizona.
Thanks to Hurricane Bud, Arizona got some much-needed precipitation earlier this month. Though it wasn't much, cities like Tucson were glad to have the relief. That city had marked 100 days without rain before Bud came to town. But now we are officially in monsoon season, and though we've been promised rain, when it comes, will it make a dent in Arizona's drought? To help us out with the science behind this is Ken Drews, a meteorologist with the National Weather Service. Ken, good morning.
Good morning.
So we're hearing wetter than normal monsoon, which for someone who's lived here most of my life as I have, it can mean a lot of different things. It can mean downpours. It can mean a little bit in some areas, a lot in others. What are you expecting, and could it actually make a dent in at least extreme drought conditions here?
Well, you certainly described the character of the monsoon very well, some areas tend to get a lot of rain and other areas kind of get left out sometimes. At this point, we're looking at chances of getting at least above normal precipitation for the three-month period, July through September, and actually that starts in mid-June as well, which we did get a little bit from Bud, as you already mentioned. So when we determine a forecast for the monsoon period, a seasonal forecast such as this, kind of look in three different areas. Now we look at what's going on with the ocean temperatures, which kind of affect the broad circulation patterns, the global circulation, if you will. We also look at the current conditions of the land, which helps us determine the onset of some of the monsoonal pattern as we know it. And we also look at long-term climate models to see if they kind of confirm what we think from the first two, and see and kind of weigh all those three factors to make a forecast for the season.
Hmm. Ken, I'm wondering, where do you think in the state? I'm obviously here in the deserts, we want rain. Tucson needs rain. But is there a part of the state that really, really needs it based on whether it's energy use or whether it's wildfires, an area that could really use it the most?
Well, certainly there are the drought levels. A good portion of the state is in either extreme or exceptional drought, which are the highest levels of drought. Bud helped out southeast Arizona as far as kind of quashing the wildfire threat, but there's still that threat farther north in central and northern Arizona where they didn't receive as much rainfall. So they could certainly use it to help put an end to the wildfire season. Also, there are certain areas along the Gila River, which is running very low right now. The San Carlos Reservoir virtually has very, very little water, almost no water in it at this point stored. So it desperately needs some rain there as far as agricultural interests.
Yeah, and I wonder, okay, so like you said, we are in extreme drought conditions, which is nothing new here, but if we have an above-average monsoon season, if we do get that promised rain, will it make any dent? Like, how much rain would we really need to really counter those conditions?
Yeah, unfortunately, monsoon rain comes in buckets sometimes, and a lot of it runs off, and you don't really get a good chance for that to soak in. Mm-hmm. So that, while it does help, to get more persistent type rains and hopefully more days with rain during the monsoon, it's not enough to actually end the drought as we know it. We need to have a continuation of wet weather into the fall and the winter season to really put a dent in it.
I wanted to squeeze in one more. I'm sorry, just when we talk about this sort of thing, the predictions coming back to that.
Yes.
We also know that there could just be dust. There could be lightning. Coming back a little bit to your model you were telling us about, is there something that really indicates to you that there could be wetness really with these storms that, not just better than average, but that maybe we will not be quite as burdened by the dust and the lightning as well? Any way to see that?
I would bank on the fact that we will have the lightning and the dust, particularly at the beginning of when storms develop over, throughout July, essentially. And because that's just kind of goes with the territory, if you will, until we really get more humidity in here and can get more the rain to be more widespread. As you know, it's fairly hit and miss in July, even though you can, on average, if you kind of spread it out, it may end up above normal. There's still some areas that are not, quenched, so to speak, and other areas that get hit pretty hard with wind, dust, and lightning and such.
Well, we'll hope for the best. That's Ken Drews, a meteorologist with the National Weather Service. Ken, thanks very much.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thanks for having me.